Please stand. We'll commence with a prayer. We humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council. Direct and prosper our deliberations to the glory and welfare of the people of this shire throughout Australia. Amen. Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting is taking place on Wiradjuri country, and I'd like to acknowledge the custodians, both past and present and emerging, and also remind councillors of their ethical obligations in respect of council meetings, and that the council meeting is being webcast. We have an apology from Councillor Rockcliffe and Councillor Sharp. Somebody like to move those? Councillor Driscoll, seconded. Councillor Marsden, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Do we have any requests for leave or absence for our February meeting? No? Okay. Can we have confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of the 21st of November 2020? Councillor Matthews? Councillor Hunter, thank you. And any declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests? Okay, good. Can I have somebody move us out of committee? Thank you. Councillor Driscoll, seconded. Councillor Walker, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Tim, back to you.
We do provide direct support to our councils. It's not something we can do every year. We were delighted in 2020 to have the opportunity to gift a ramps, accessibility ramps kit to Lockhart Shire. And in 2021, we were able to support, provide $2,500 to support professional photography of cultural assets at the Greenskania and some of the sculptures as well for use in promoting the tourism, the amazing tourism assets of Lockhart Shire as well. We will continue to do that as well whenever we can. If you'll indulge me, I'll show you very briefly what our project in Wagga will be over the coming years. But I present it mainly because I was made aware of the work that you're planning locally. So I hope there are points of relevance for you. So I imagine many of you are familiar with the historic Wagga District Ambulance Station, which has been recently purchased from the state government by Wagga City Council. And Eastern Riverina Arts will be taking it over as a community venue, primarily concerned with the production of the local creative product. As many of you would be aware, we have some fantastic venues in our region and some really amazing cultural venues, Greenskania being one of them. Many of them are focused on the presentation of creative work. Not enough of them have the resources or the support to develop local creative work. So developing stories, developing exhibitions and developing local artworks by locals for use and for promotion and distribution in our own region. And that's what this facility is all about. So it'll have some artist studios, it'll have a gallery space that is also used by to put on events and host workshops. It'll have what we call freelancer suites, creative studios, to take those creative people who are currently doing amazing creative work from a laptop in their kitchen and give them an office space where they can not only work but be networked in to opportunities across the world. And the reason that's so significant, skip forward, is this is these are the brands that creatives in our region are currently actively working for right now. put this together just a few weeks ago and just made some phone calls to local people and said, who are your clients at the moment? We don't see it because it's digital, but local creativity is an export industry and it's growing among the fastest of any sector of our economy. There are Netflix documentaries being filmed here, shot. There are animated works being shipped off to companies like DreamWorks and Nickelodeon. The list goes on. It's quite extraordinary, and I mean, I know many of you are very familiar with Lockhart's own Rachel Bisky, who does quite extraordinary creative work, but she's not alone. And what we need to do, I believe, is not only make to connect this amazing homegrown talent that we've got, make sure that they're accessing opportunities to market in Sydney, in Melbourne, and around the world, but more importantly, or just as importantly, that we are attracting those creative tree changers into our community. Now, I know Lockhart Shire is a growing town, has many growing towns in it, I should say, and I know that's a passion that you share as well, and we believe that this is one of the key things we need to be focusing on in the coming years as an organisation. So one of the things we want to do with that creative hub is provide that regional home so that we can set up partnerships with Google Labs, with Australian Film, Television, Radio School, with any number of people who are connected to this global market and make sure that, well, young and old people here are accessing those opportunities. So that's really, I suppose, the point I want to leave you with. And I I'm available if the councillors have any comments or questions they'd like to make before.
Any questions?
I'd just like to ask Tim, we're really keen and in the process of putting something like you've just said as a hub for those really creative people. And as you said, Rach isn't the only one in our. There's a heap. And a hub for them to do exactly what you're trying to do there. So if when in the next 5 years we get this off the ground, you know, could there be a partnership with like your Riverina, Eastern Riverina Arts and the hub that we're trying to put together out here, like a little arm of that?
Nothing would excite me more.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
I'd love to. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think there's, you know, we've talked a lot about it. The city-based institutions need a regional hub, and we've found that we've established partnerships now with those organisations. There are massive skills shortages and long-term workforce shortages. They need to access creatives in the regions. This is the place where the people are overskilled and underutilised, so we can they want to be with us. But then a hub in Wagga is intended, and you know our mission is to make sure that it services a whole region and not just
that'd be great.
So if there's a back and forth,
yep.
a referral pathway,
that'd be great.
Programming, there's no reason we can't
and
do it.
To develop the skills in our young kids. They've got no idea what's out there at the moment or what they could be doing. If we can have that kind of interaction in our shire and have, you know, an access to you and what you've got to give, it would be amazing.
Well, and wouldn't it be great to, you know, I work four doors down from Rachel Bisky, she's in line there, but I think Lockhart Shire needs to lure people like that back here. There's no reason they need to be commuting to Wagga.
Yeah.
The great work they do either.
Thank you. Very interesting.
Councillor Day.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to say thank you, Tim, for all you do and what you have done. And thank you for auspicing the Rabbi Adelaide project. It's great to have you at the helm to really make sure that all my funds are spent well. Because there's a lot of funding that comes in from so many different areas, and to have you to discuss and to talk to and make sure everything's 100%, that's so important when you're dealing with state and federal monies. So
thank you so much.
And it's going well. Thank you.
Progress photo is extraordinary.
Yeah, this is just the first. I saw that up there. Yeah, just finished the three poles that were just painted by Michael Lyons.
There they are.
We've got more coming at the moment by Owen Lyons. But we're just searching for other poles at the moment, but thank you so much.
Councillor Matthews.
Tim, just you mentioned about a tour going to various picture theatres. We're actually at two picture theatres in town, people don't even realise it. So we've got the memorial of all the upstairs is still the camera room, it's still upstairs. I mean, I can't use it, but it's sort of, unless it's been closed up in recent years, it was always there.
Right.
And obviously the Rio as well. So don't forget us, we reckon we can put something on here as well.
Sounds terrific. Thank you. Absolutely.
So can you all agree further facilities? We have a public hall for can house 200 people.
Okay, that's it. All right. I can think that'll be a different thing. All right, I'd like to thank Tim for coming out today and doing that presentation. Appreciate you taking the time. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of inquiry for you, Tim. Appreciate it. Okay?
Appreciate it.
Good on
you.
Merry Christmas. Somebody like to move? We resume standing orders. Councillor Walker, Councillor Marsden. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Right, we have Merrill Minute nil. We have report on the mayoral and council activities. Thank you. Right, I think they're all up there. Everyone can read them there. We've also got some from Councillor Matthews. Very good.
Right.
Okay. Counts that river in the water. Thank you. Somebody like to move those? Like to move that? Councillor Matthews, seconded. Councillor Walker, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. We have urgent matters nil. Notices of motion nil. No committee reports. Delegates' reports. First one from the New South Wales Country Mayors Association meeting, the ReRock Mapped Out Conference, the Riverina Joint Organisation and ReRock. And any questions for any of those delegates?
And a separate update.
And the Riverina Water update? Yes, we have.
Yeah, just by way of explanation, Mr. Mayor, that was received after the agenda went
okay.
out, which is why it's not listed, but we got it into your folders.
Thank you. No further questions. I'll put that all those in. Someone move those reports.
Okay.
Councillor Day.
Should I put it through, Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, put through my delegate's report yet? No.
Sorry?
Should I have spoken about my delegate's report?
No, it's already written there.
That's
fine. Okay. Just move that. Second it. Unless anyone wants any questions, Councillor Walker? No questions, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Status report. Starting on page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10.
I've got a question if I can on page 10 for the Director of Corporate and Community. The update on that, so the contracts and goes to source tenders and quotes, is there any update on that or is that just in the process at the moment?
Through Mr. Mayor, sorry, which one was that?
Lockhart Rec Ground Management Committee request for financial assistance. The contractors engaged to source tenders and quotes. I was just wondering, I understood that was happening in the last few weeks. Is there anything more on that one yet?
Through Mr. Mayor, the project management organisation we have engaged had an on-site visit here a couple of weeks ago with three builders to price up two projects that council have. And they were going to get those back by the end of this calendar year. The project manager has requested that the builders were having just a bit of due time delays putting together the tenders or the quotes, and just ask for a slight extension, and that's been extended out to the 12th of January to get those prices back.
That's excellent. Activity is one of the things.
Thank you. Page 11. Did you have something, Councillor Marsden, or you were just...
Oh, yeah, on page 14. Just
okay, all right, I'll... if you can contain your excitement, I'll... till I get there. How's our disability access review going?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We have discussed it at Mannix. We're probably a bit light on resources at the moment, and we probably need to come back to you to clarify the scope. We weren't 100% sure whether it was just council buildings or just access in general.
Well, yes, I think obviously council buildings, but mainly access through their main streets, as you know, that they're all, you know, friendly to wheelies and, you know, and those type of things, you know, and I think we've added that one with the Emily Gardens at Corot.
Yeah.
You know, people getting out in their wheelies, they have some issues there, so they're the type of things. It's not individual buildings, but it's about our footpaths and our access for people to get into the main streets and do all those things.
Yeah. Well, we might at some stage have a conversation offline just to really clarify that.
Okay.
Yep.
Page 12.
Yes, please. Just a date correction. The Rock Triathlon we've got there on the 15th of February. It's actually the 5th of February. Sarah, so just so I know.
I've got something too. The second item down there, obviously we'll contact the Riverina Ward to determine if information can be provided on zero consumption of properties to try to assess which houses are not occupied at the moment, with the hope of maybe creating some housing opportunities. Has that been, that sort of information back on that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I received the information today, so the zero consumption property. So at the moment, it's just has the lot and DP, so it doesn't specify which properties have houses, which don't. So I just got to go through, filter the data to have which ones have residences, and then we'll be able to...
A reasonable number of them, do you know?
There was probably, it was Excel spreadsheet, was about 2.5 pages. So there is a few numbers, but again, that's before taking out the vacant lots,
yeah.
Industrial land, things like that. So there is still, yeah, there is certainly a few there.
And the next one was our trip to Currajong, which was I went with the director of engineering and also Ed from the, and it was I thought it was very good. One of the good things about it, I found out that our supermarket can actually recycle the soft plastic that wraps up our pallets. We were putting it in the red bins. Actually, half the time that I was going out to the tip was in the red bin was this clear plastic and soft clear plastic, but it's clean. It's because it's used for wrapping. That was fantastic. There's lots of stuff that's going. Issues, for example, hard plastic, and we think hard plastic can be recycled. Well, it can, but they can't use it. I mean, there's a lot of strange anomalies in there. The whole recycling industry is really sort of only in a very changing state at the moment. In fact, we put that in, and they say they can't use it anyway. There's opportunities for recycling. We believe there's some great opportunities. Cootamundra Micro Factories, New South Wales University coming up with ideas for recycling, and I think it's an area of massive area for opportunity, because the more creativity things you can do with waste, the less waste you're going to have. So it's a great win-win. And I think we mentioned that we're all going to go at the tip for one of the meetings next year.
For dinner.
Tip. Yeah. I think when we do our yearly.
Thank you.
Very
much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Page 13.
Sorry, if I can be to the director of corporate. I'll get this right on the wall for you. But not entirely right. The current bins can be used mostly in amenities. This is to do with the bins for blokes. They're not all our bins are unisex bins, unisex. But I thought there was
some communication with our current supplier to see whether they could utilise them for the non-unisex. I don't know if there's a possibility or we're going to change the way of unisex. Obviously, when you have unisex, it's not a problem, but there are some still our toilets, I think. There are some not unisex, and we're right over and check them all.
Through Mr. Mayor, look, we are rolling out signs to have most of them unisex. If there are any that aren't, we can quite easily get a sanitary bin in there. Obviously, that comes at extra cost, just because the sanitary bins do cost to get serviced and everything. I can do in the new year, I can just get an update on what the status is with all the
because with all the tourists coming through, I think it is appropriate.
Yep. Thank you.
The other one was to do with the director advised he would be happy to make a representation of Thalmar, the joint request. Has there anything happened with that at all yet?
No progress at this stage, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Page 14.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I've got two things there. Firstly, the lease arrangements for the Rock Public Watering place. It was a reference to the drain. They reduced the lease arrangements while they were doing the drain, and then they wanted to know whether the drain was still part of theirs, the lease was still the same money, or you're going to fence that part at the bottom of the drain.
Through Mr. Mayor, I'll cover the lease payments. So the lease payments were reduced while the construction was going on a prorated basis, and with the fencing that the Director of Engineering has observed at this stage, the lease payments are going to remain at that lower prorated rate. To make it available, there's probably some issues with extra fencing needs to be done.
And they're responsible for the drain, for the weeds and stuff like that?
I think at this stage, I don't know, unless our probably preference, but the drainage issue is more, that creates a fence where, I'll let the drain.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I think it's going to be treated as similar to the rest of the drain where the leasee would only be responsible for that part that there is behind the fence there, and then council would look after the open drain section.
So that's not going to be fenced?
No.
That's okay.
I think, as Director of Corporate mentioned, there's extending that fence through the drain, you've got the potential to cause obstructions with material flowing down. So
yep.
I think it would have to be engineered to allow the water to flow through, which, for the cost is probably not worth going to that trouble. So if the lessee is happy to just continue with that part not being a part of their lease, that was probably the best outcome.
Right, yeah, that'll be fine. Thank you, I'll pass that on, and they can talk to the director if there's any other things. And speaking about drains, it's in reference to the Yurong Street one. We inquired whether that was still operational
or
not.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So, yes, I had received correspondence from the contractor who said, following the discussions, that they've kept that drain active, so it hasn't been decommissioned, which was the original plan. I think there were some discussions with yourself and the previous director, and the director, the contractor confirmed that nothing had happened with that.
So it's operational. Thanks. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Marsden. Page 15.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, if I just there with regard to disability access, I just want to thank Council for their commitment to improving disability access. In the Lockhart Shire, ensuring that all people have ability and access.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Councillor Day?
I just want to thank Council for their commitment to improving disability access in the key areas of Lockhart Shire.
All right, thank you.
Ensuring all people have the ability to access.
Very good. Page 16. Page 17 and the correspondence. And the recommendation that the status report and correspondence proceed be received. Somebody like to move? Thank you, Councillor Matthews. Seconded?
Thank
Councillor Walker. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Staff reports. First one is the Engineering and Environmental Services report. We have a recommendation that Council notes the information provided in the Engineering and Environmental Services report. Somebody like to move that? Thank you, Councillor Day. Seconded, Councillor Marsden. Any comments, questions for the Director? No questions, you got off lightly. Oh, sorry.
The local roads and community infrastructure around Store Hill Reserve, the work on the Summit Road has been completed, but there's more to be done. So we're doing all the roads inside towards the top of Store Hill. Is that what the plan is, or is that not? Was this all we were going to do?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure. I'll have to take that on notice and let you know. I'll have to check what the grant covered.
Yeah, no, the Summit Road had been completed, but I had a feeling that the sealing of internal roads before didn't mention just the Summit, but maybe that's all it was.
I'll have to check what the grant grant covered.
Can I just say one thing to thank to
the Director?
The Director of Engineering.
Yes.
The work that he's done to ensure that the new culvert is put into the Hollywood Road. Thank you.
And I'd just like to bring to the Director's attention the intersection of Yurong and Urana Street is being ripped up very badly by the big new intersection there. Yes. Big trucks coming in with all their... It's a pretty tight turning circle there. Yeah. Anyway.
I'll have a look at that one.
Okay.
Turning circles before my top, I think.
Yeah, I know. I can't... no blame here. Might have been the acting engineer, wasn't it?
That's harsh. It's just through you, Mr. Mayor. That's two things really. Marking that, it makes it a lot easier, and the marks have gone now because of the truck and the lifting of the tower. The other one is the railway at the other end. That marking is really faint now. It makes a lot of difference if it's there coming out of that railway line. They don't seem to sway or come in. But certainly there was, when the marks were on that Urana Street crossing, it was a lot easier to find which line you took rather than straight across.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, so the centre line marking...
It's gone.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
And at the other end of the intersection, the other crossing as well, that's where the stop is gone.
The stop sign, yeah, that one's gone. And you were talking about the main crossing up at Urana Street.
Over onto the highway.
Well, that was, that was good. All right. I actually had a gentleman say to me that he's a bit worried that he can't see the centre lines now on the Rock Tootle Road. And I said, it only goes to Vincent's Road. So he was... I said, you might have to go home earlier. All right. No further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 2, floodplain 2022-23 floodplain management program, successful grant application. The recommendation is that Council endorse the acceptance of funding under the floodplain management program for a review of the Rock flood study and b Lockhart voluntary purchase scheme. Do I have a mover? Councillor Matthews, Councillor Driscoll. Questions, comments? Question, Councillor Matthews.
With regards to the VP scheme, is this an indication that there's more funding coming through? And do we have any idea how many houses we're getting down to the difficult house that we?
I don't think it'll get us that far, but I'll let the Director in.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. So the grant application sought six properties, funding for six properties over 3 years. The instrument or the funding deed that was sent doesn't specify the number of properties. My understanding is it's a pool of money that the state government has, and that the council, after negotiations, gets agreement from the landowner, goes to the state government if funds are available. Then we can purchase properties. So the original application was for six over 3 years, so say 2 a year. But it seems as if they've moved away from prescribing the number of properties and just saying there's a pool of money for the state, and basically what applications they get is however many they can fund.
Yeah, well, that's all very good. I think there's some activity anyway. That's what really the level of correspondence from a particular landowner. Do we need to correspond with that person? Well, there's nothing really we can offer at this stage, is it? We don't know what's actually happening.
No.
What are going to be available?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So basically, I think as the General Manager mentioned, there was a list prepared in the floodplain risk management plan. So we're working our way down that list. So if people higher up the list than that property owner that you're talking about were to show interest, then we would progress to them. If they say no, then we would progress down to them and they would have the opportunity. So until that, we get to that stage where they're potentially eligible, we're negotiating or contacting the more or the higher risk properties to start off with.
Quite on the Western Front, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you. Further questions? I'll put that then. All those, do you have any comment? No? Right. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Item 3, Local Environment Plan Review, Local Housing and Employment Strategy. Recommendation that the draft Local Housing and Employment Strategy be placed on exhibition for public comment. Councillor Driscoll. Councillor Hunter. Questions? Comments? Put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Strategic directions. Investment and bank balances report. Recommendation that November 2022 investment and bank balances report be received and noted, and B, that the responsible accounting officer statement be noted and the report be adopted. Councillor Driscoll? Councillor Walker. Comments? Questions? Question.
Yes, to the Director of Corporate Services. And this is, I congratulate you, Craig, on this, because I know it's a I know you're shocked. But having, you know, been now exposed to a number of areas, and your reports I find easy to read and understand, and I've gone back through a few and just checked it. But there's just one question, and it's only, I want to know why we do it, and there's probably a very good reason. We've got their redemption of investment, so we must pull them out regularly, and then I can see there where we have new investments and we've got zero. So what would just an example, you don't have to get into nitty-gritty, what would $500,000 come out for at this time of the year? What would that maybe be for?
Through Mr. Mayor, look, our investment policy says we can only invest 30% with any one particular organisation. So depending on the mix of our term deposits, as a deferred deposit becomes mature, if others have been redeemed or we've reinvested in another organisation, that may trigger, if we just roll it, that it might trigger for that particular organisation got more than 30%.
So
that's just an example. So we'll pull it out, and but then we'll invest it in some other organisation. Or it might be, so we've got the organisation that it's with, we'll obviously get the interest rates, the current interest rates off them, and depending on the organisation's appetite for money and demand for money at that time, interest rates can vary what I would call significantly in the current market.
Yeah.
So if there's another organisation over here who are really keen to get money to invest, they might have a noticeably better interest rate. So our main priority is to try and obviously get the best return,
yeah,
but also maintain our structure within our policy of maintaining, you know, our mix, so we're not exposed too much.
The reason I ask is that really bottom line, that fund's held 10 million, that rarely changes. And when I look up there and I see, well, redemption of an investment, but it hasn't changed the bottom line. So that's why I was just, you know, and you've answered, that's fine. That's not a problem. I've got the answer. But, yeah, I was just wondering how it all moves about what we use it for, but the bottom line hasn't changed, not that much anyway.
Yes. Yeah, that's just a balance. We just try and maintain a working amount in our working account, and sometimes that comes and goes. But that 10 million, again, is probably artificially higher than normal because we got our 75% advance on
it's
our...
It's been there since September. I went back to it's been there since September, and that's why I was thinking, yeah, how's all this work? But yeah, no, fine. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Further questions? Councillor Day.
Just to ask for you, Mr. Mayor, Director of Corporate Services, just the investment, you know, of 2.85. When does that renew? Just in the current and 2.30, the Tribune Macquarie Bank. When do they renew?
I'd have to take that on notice.
I just know that it's they're going up, and I just wondered why.
I'd have to take it on notice, Mr.
That's
Mayor.
Thank you.
All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 5 is the February 2023 Council meeting date. The recommendation is that the date of the February 2023 Ordinary Council meeting be changed to 5 p.m. on Monday, the 13th of February. And that notice be given to the public of the change to the scheduled date. Have a mover? Councillor Walker, Councillor Day. Questions? Councillor Matthews.
Quite determined voting delegates are attending the annual conference. Is that, at what stage is that done?
That's on the 20th.
I know the thing's on the 20th of February, but at what stage do we do the voting delegates and stuff like that? Or the voting delegates anyway?
Well, generally, the general manager and myself attend that country mayors, and this is a special thing organised by local government, New South Wales, to challenge all the pollies on the upcoming election as to what the priorities are.
That's all right.
Okay. Further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye. Against, carried. Item 6, review of organisation structure. I'm sure you've all read this right through, and I'll get someone to move the recommendation, and then we can have some discussion if necessary. Councillor Driscoll? Seconded. Councillor Matthews? Questions? Comments? Mr. General Manager, you want to give a brief...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Happy to. As the report indicates, council can review the structure at any time, but it is required to review it at least within 12 months of a council election. So we're complying with that requirement by tabling this today. But I suppose really for me, the initial prompt was, you know, trying to recruit and fill some existing vacancies we have. Particularly in the planning and building section. By way of background, particularly for the newer councillors, when Michael Peasley was recruited to the position of manager building and planning, we had to narrow the PD because we weren't able to recruit someone to replace the former incumbent in Alan Gundrell. Who had a broader range of a broader role, and because we weren't able to recruit, we rescoped the position when we recruited Michael to just a manager of building and planning, and a lot of the environmental health and other things, you know, were removed from that role. After Michael resigned recently, we tried to recruit for his role, but even for that narrower role, we weren't able to get any suitable applicants at all. And of course, it is a you know, it's a service we have to provide as a planning consent authority and big building regulator. It's something we're mandated to do. And in my mind, you know, there was no point in continuing to re-advertise the same role, expecting to get a different result. So part of elevating that, or recommending that we elevate it to director status, is to improve our chances to recruit for these positions. But also looking at the bigger picture, I think we're now in a position where we can justify going to three directors as we used to be once upon a time. We were a three-department structure, certainly before my time here. And on my, I've always, you know, supported a three department structure. I've operated under two, I've operated under three, I've operated under four. I think three's the right amount for the type of organisation we are. I probably haven't supported it earlier because of, you know, the costs associated with going back to three directors, but as I've again tried to outline in my report, in the 6 years I've been here now, you know, after that first year or two where things seemed to be pretty dormant, we're now in a very different sort of operating environment. I think we're definitely in a growth phase. We've now had two census outcomes that have reinforced that. The department are forecasting that our current growth rates will continue for the next 20 years, and it's starting to reflect in our revenue streams as well. So that coupled with our need to do something to be able to recruit for these vacant positions is really what's behind the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
I'd like to comment. Going back from when we did have the three directors and then looking at the pressure that you've been under two directors, I fully support what you're doing. It's crazy the amount of work that you're trying to cover when I think it's a really sensible direction to go and one that's going to ensure growth for our community, going back to the three directors. So I fully support what's happening here today.
Councillor Marsden. Thank you, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, I know this sounds unusual, but where's he going to sit? Now, the problem is, do we need new furniture to go with all this?
Well, first things first, let's employ someone.
Do we need to move the director?
No. In the old days, the third director sat down there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right.
So, yes, Councillor Matthews.
Yeah, just a little bit of clarification I require. The project officer part-time is going to become full-time, and that person is going to report directly to the director of engineering.
Correct.
The project officer, the administrative planning existing, is going to become a development assistant official. Does that person report direct to the director of planning or the...
The new director. The new director.
I see.
No, see, yeah, Bob's the same. It's not in the business paper.
No.
It came in the...
If I can just, through you, Mr. Mayor, if I can...
So that clarifies that.
Yeah,
I did follow up. No, because I sent it to Sarah and I didn't check my...
Okay,
so that person up until now has been reporting to Michael as Manager of Building and Planning, and if that manager's position is elevated to director status, that same person now will report to the new director if we're able to recruit.
Report directly to the director.
Yeah.
Okay, the only other thing I have is I have in regards to the director planning, and I completely agree, I think it's fantastic, I think that's what we need to do. The director of planning and his administrative planning development officer, I wonder whether there's a bit of a doubling up or whatever between tourism and economic development. They seem to get involved with housing as well. So we've got the tourism and economic development, housing, and whatever, but now at the same time we've got this new director coming in. Is there need to be a relook at that scenario?
Look, it's a good question because it's a dilemma with most councils, and it's an area where you really need to have very distinct roles and a Chinese wall, if you like, because obviously your tourism and economic development officer is trying to attract business to the Shire, but having done that, when a DA comes in, the planner, you know, has the hat of being the consent authority and has to, you know, apply the rules accordingly, and one shouldn't really be influencing the other, if you like. It's development assessment, so they're really assessing development applications.
So, yeah,
they're processing DAs.
That's right, and that's the two are going to be doing much the same thing on occasions. I don't know where you put the Chinese
board
in there, but maybe
I'll be quite understanding. Yeah, well, Matt, as a tourism and economic development officer, doesn't get involved in assessing DAs because he's not qualified to. He's there promoting the Shire,
yeah,
and trying to attract people to submit DAs,
yeah,
for the planning section,
right,
to assess. Yes.
Wanting to build houses, who does he go to? Does he go to Matt or does he go to
Well, if he's already here knocking on our door, he should be having a meeting with our planner about what they need to do to lodge a DA. And if I can take that one step further, just to foreshadow a report that'll be coming before you in the next, early in the new year, the Office of Local Government have now honed in on this particular issue and want councils to have a conflict of interest policy in place about how they manage development applications that we have a particular interest in. Because we do have that dual role of trying to promote the Shire and grow the Shire, but we're also a regulator. And there might, for a good example, would be 109 Green Street. We're the applicant. We want it to happen, but the planner who's dealing with the DA has to look at it objectively and apply, you know, the rules of the LEP accordingly, you know, without being influenced by our tourism officer or by the general manager who wants it to happen. You know, so they're very distinct roles within the same organisation. So the lines shouldn't be blurred, and it's getting to the point where the Office of Local Government will want councils to actually have a document in the form of a policy to demonstrate how they're going to deal with those situations.
Councillor Hunter?
Was there going to be a review of the New South Wales Planning Portal? We had a presentation earlier in the year by somebody, and then, like, when that was introduced, and there was a fair bit of, like, going with that, because there was a lot more work on particularly smaller regional councils. Has there been anything?
Look, I not that I'm certain about, Councillor Hunter. What I can say is, it's obviously something that we can't control through this organisational structure review, but I do know that at the annual conference of Local Government New South Wales that the Mayor and I were at back in October, it was a common complaint from most councils, and I think there were resolutions passed at a conference level for Local Government New South Wales to take forward, you know, on an advocacy level in their dealings with the state. So I know it's something that's been pushed for continuously, but, you know, I haven't heard anything concrete about any significant changes.
Further questions? All right. I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Well done. Well done. Item 7, Operational Plan Budget, Plant and Vehicle Replacement Program. The recommendation is that Council adopt a Plant and Vehicle Replacement Program for 23-24 and authorise the Director of Engineering and Environmental Services to order plant and vehicles for July-August 2023 delivery, and B, authorise the Director of Engineering and Environmental Services to approve and purchase vehicles that meet the fringe benefits tax exemption for a sustainable vehicle prior to the vehicles being replaced, meeting the kilometre threshold as per policy 2.13 light motor vehicles, and that the policy is amended accordingly. Councillor Day moved, thank you. Seconded. Councillor Matthews, questions? Mr Director, did you want to make any comment on that?
Yes, through you, Ms. Mary. I just wanted to add, I guess, that with the recent changes in FBT was the reason that we wanted to be able to bring forward and purchase vehicles before they met the 80,000. To take advantage of that, quite a significant savings to councils can be $7,000 or $8,000, around that figure. And the more sustainable vehicles we can get in the fleet, I think, the better. So the next step will be getting charging infrastructure installed, and this changes to the policy will allow that. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Marston.
Just the one there in the policy, you've got light motor vehicles, council will replace light motor vehicles using petrol at 80,000 and vehicles at 100,000. Now with the new EV coming in, what's the changeover rate for them?
Mr Director.
Through you, Mr Mayor,
there.
Yes. That's a good pick up. Yes, that will have to go in there. I think we'd miss that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Marston. Further questions? Comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Questions and statements. We're doing very well.
I've got questions and statements. I'm just going to be closed session, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, well, when we get to the closed session.
My questions and statements.
Okay, starting on my right, Councillor Walker.
Talking to a lot of farmers recently with the silos and stuff like that, and I just want an idea on when, have we got a, like a date, we've got a contract or something to start some heavy patching and things like that to get some the work underway?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, at the moment that's all been scoped, so where we need to do the work, we've recently got some funding. We have started to do work ourselves in terms of heavy patching, but normally the program is over the summer months, so that's when we'll be coming up to now when the weather is suitable, but I can give you some more details after the meeting, if that's okay. I haven't got the details here, but can certainly provide.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, do we employ a contractor to do that too? Are they
yes.
available? Or
yes.
Or
yep.
So there are contractors available? Like
no, we do. We use a mix, so we can do it ourselves, and then depending on the type of rehabilitation that's needed, we can use contractors or do it ourselves, basically.
Yeah, yep. No, that's fair enough. I just think now we've got the money, we, quicker we get in and start.
But the other thing is then all the councils have got the money at the same time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Trying to get contractors.
That's why I'm asking
in,
whether
yeah.
they're available, because I'm
yeah.
going, I've got to imagine.
No, we have had meetings with contractors a few months ago, so we got in early to make sure they'd be here when we need them.
Oh, good. Thank you.
The chair?
A lot of other road questions, but... just work through them as the director sees fit, I suppose.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Hutto?
I just want to ask about the EV charging proposals that are going at Lockhart to the Rock. At Yerong Creek, it's been minuted that it would be at the rec ground. But has there been consultation with the 355 committees, the rec ground committee and the hall committee? They say there hasn't been any consultation. For the position of that?
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, no, I guess at this stage it was just finding suitable locations subject to the grant being approved. Yeah, so that once, if the grant was approved, then working out the best location was the
so
idea.
So there still isn't time to change location?
Certainly, yes. And I guess it was, I mean, there's nothing to stop, even if we're unsuccessful, council could allocate funds and we could have that discussion and put a charger in, even if we were unsuccessful in the future. But they haven't announced the where the funding's going, although they have announced the second round without having announced who's got the first round yet. So, so we'll probably be putting in for the second round as well.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Councillor Matthews?
We mentioned housing before about the Riverina Water. That's great, it's a step in the right direction. And at one stage, there's a whole range of housing type issues, like some of the shires, some of the other councils in New South Wales are auctioning off buildings that don't have any have unpaid rates. I'm not sure whether there's any of those in our environment that maybe need to be looked at as well. They auction the houses off if the rates are unpaid. We've just got there's a lot of little things, or not really things, big things to be done. And obviously, when the new director comes on board, I think that will be the time to address that rather than before that. But sort of unpaid rates, there's $1 billion in growing regional. There's so much going on in that housing area that it will be great to have someone who really will focus on that very significantly. The there was an interesting one here. The mayors of Bega Valley Shire, what they've done is they've opened up their own real estate agency. Not that I'm suggesting we become real estate agents, but they did. And they've and what they're doing is they're finding houses to go with the people coming in. So rather when someone applies for looking for a house in the town, we have complete knowledge as to what houses are available, so we can then sort of feed one to the other. So I mean, that's what they're doing. I think there's, again, I don't want to get too much in it, because I think there's just so much to do. This housing thing is a big thing. As I said earlier today, we need to get on a less significant thing. I was approached, when I was at the Progress Association meeting, they had a couple of issues they raised. One was to do with the lack of a vet in town. I've been in touch with a Des McRae, who is the vet for from Jerulri, and he goes to Urana every once a month or whatever. I did ask him whether he would have any interest. He said Wood. He said, you'll need to find somewhere for me to go to in the main street. I said, the Grain Court building might be ideal once every fortnight. He's asked whether we can write to him at the Jewellery Vet Clinic to ask him, indicating to him what we can offer him and what he can give back to us. So should I pass it on? Who should I pass that?
To the general manager.
Sorry?
To the general manager.
To the general manager. Very good. I'll send you an email.
Thank you.
I think that was all. Yes, I think that was all.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Matthews. Councillor Driscoll.
Okay, firstly, thank you to the Director of Engineering for doing the entrance to the rec ground. It's lovely. So I appreciate that happened so quickly. I just saw your email too around the sign, so I'll talk to you after this about the sign of the rec ground. And lastly, Merry Christmas to everyone, and thank you very much for everything, Sarah, right across the front there to Craig, for everything that happens. You're such great support for us. Anytime I ring up, you always ring back, and I really appreciate all the support that you give us as councillors that then feed back into the Shire. So Merry Christmas to you all, and see you in the new year.
After dinner, of course. Thank you. Councillor Day.
Couple. First of all, I'd like to speak briefly. Austin is a great help here, Director of Engineering. To thank all involved in your community, rural, medical, trainees, Harrison and Brendan, when they came to Lockhart a week ago. We all wanted to ensure that they were welcomed and valued by the Lockhart community. But my question is, what can we do to keep and attract rural doctors? Can Lockhart organise a rotation where we can Lockhart Shire, where we can organise a rotation where we can encourage them to come to Lockhart to live and work in the community for a time? And should this be brought up at the local government conference, ensuring that all councils work together to organise that there are doctors and trainees in the local region area? I did a little bit of study on Charles Sturt University and La Trobe University. The Murray-Darling Medical School program for students from regional areas will be trained locally with a curriculum there designed specifically for regional and rural practice. And the course delivery will focus on regional centres of Bendigo, Orange, Wagga Wagga, with students active in 16 clinical training centres in regional towns across New South Wales and Victoria. These are specifically they're not city-based, they're region-based, and that's where that's where it's what it's all about. And I was just wondering, would it be what a council thoughts as to, you know, asking Professor Andrew Chan from Charles Sturt University, his vice chancellor there, to talk to council at some stage?
I think it might be appropriate if you outline that, send that in, and we can. To the general manager, so that we can further debate and look at that, the pros and cons of that. Councillor, yes, Mr. Director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to so everybody is aware, what Councillor Day is talking about is Council a couple of years ago subscribed with the ongoing subscription to a Bush Bursary Scholarship. It's facilitated through the Rural Doctors Network of New South Wales. And what it's designed to do is give medical students either starting to be doctors and or nursing students to give them a 2 weeks placement in a local, rural, regional LGA, and to give them exposure to how medicine is delivered in the rural, regional environment, with a view to hoping that some stage, once they graduate, they will then spend some time in a rural regional setting. The two students we had this year were two medical students who were studying under the University of Notre Dame. And look, it's great that we're part of it, and I was nearly sort of having reservations about whether we would continue it this year. But the two students we got, I took them on a tour of the Shire on the Thursday. One didn't get here till Wednesday night because he got COVID. And look, that one of the most rewarding and satisfying mornings I've had in a long time here, just showing them around and engaging with them and getting to know their story. And as you can appreciate, we probably haven't got quite the breadth of medical facilities and practices and what have you in our shire to keep them fully entertained. We have developed a relationship with Fran Trench, who is an executive officer with the University of Notre Dame, and she places them in Wagga for the second week. And Wagga is still a regional demographic, and Fran allocates them for the second week and looks after them, and they get a really great exposure to a whole lot of different medical facilities and medical professionals in Wagga. So look, it's a great initiative, and as we know, and talking to them was interesting. I thought it would have been more focused on city kids getting exposure out here, but it's actually, if you apply for these scholarships and you are you come from a rural city, you've got more of a chance of getting a scholarship, because data and research says that if you're a rural student, there's more likelihood that when you graduate, you will spend some time in rural regional Australia. So yeah, it was really good getting to, and look, I think what we're doing is great that we're involved in it, and we'll continue hopefully involved with that. So just to give everybody a bit of a...
I think this one, I agree, but this one's a different course altogether, this one I'm talking about here. They are, the doctors are in Sydney. These doctors are based in the country area, and they specifically to work in rural areas. But anyway, thank you very much, Austin, Director of Engineering, for looking after the doctors as well. You did a fantastic job. And the last thing I want to say is Lockhart LHAC's Health and Wellbeing Events Expo was an immense success, with the positive feedback from the Lockhart Shire community, health professionals, business houses, schools, supporting youth across the Shire, and exhibitors. This was a great outcome in line with Council's own health and wellbeing strategy. It was a great event.
Thank you, Councillor Day. Councillor Hunter, you had a quick question.
Oh, I was just going to, I can go back to the rural bursary, the rural doctors. Does Lockhart Shire contribute to that? And what is that amount?
Through Mr. Mayor, it's $3,000 per year.
Per year.
That gives two students.
1 week each.
No, they both have 2 weeks in a rural setting.
Yep.
So they get that half that scholarship, and their obligation is to come out into a rural LGA for 2 weeks.
Councillor Marsden.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of quick ones and food for thought. After this LEP decision and the opportunity to transfer or to purchase Crown land, I think we should go ahead and at least identify what would be possible to transfer across and then start the procedures, because it's going to take a few years to do. The longer we stall, the longer it's going to take at the finished end. So if we can firstly identify and then maybe use the bargaining power of we're under manned with social housing and stuff, that we might be able to push it through a bit quicker. The other one I've got is just a question for the Director of Engineering. The second EV charge is such, we're going to talk about putting it at the Rock, right where the extension to the RFS shed. Now, if that's not a goer, we're looking at opposite on the service road, because we're not able to put on the main road, on the service road opposite the club, opposite the club there, or down a bit from the post office. Is that suitable? Is it, that's not classed as a main road, is it, the service road? We have it on the service road side.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, under the current grants, the they stipulate that it has to be off street, so anything within the road reserve is not eligible, because it has to be assigned to a meter, like a meter, electricity meter within a property, and parking off street associated with the business. So the service road is still within the road reserve, and there's no like electrical meter power box that the meter could be charged. Oh, the club, unless the club had one, but the parking it would have to be within the club's off street parking if it had.
So you can go in the actual parking.
Correct. Yes.
And come off the meter and
yes.
The club earn money from that electric charging.
If the club can actually apply for the grant, council doesn't have to, it's not only councils that can apply, the private organisations can apply as well if they wanted to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I've only specifically looked at council owned land and places that we have control of that we could put the charges. That is off street.
Good. Thanks for clarifying that.
That's you?
Yes, many thanks.
All right. I'd like to endorse Councillor Driscoll's remark and thank the General Manager, the directors and staff for their wonderful contribution throughout the year, and wish them all a safe and happy Christmas, and they come back refreshed in the new year to meet all the challenges that are going to, and I extend that to my fellow councillors, because we certainly have some issues that we're going to need to be diligent about and work on. So personally, thank you all for your assistance throughout the year and the collegiate way that you've carried on through the council meetings. I think it makes it a pleasure to come to the meetings, and I think when the General Manager and I go away to country mayors and whatever, and I think they're very envious of Lockhart Council, that the way we do conduct our business and get things done. We can disagree, but at the end of the day, we accept that and just move on. So again, a big thanks to everyone for their efforts throughout the year. I note that we do have an update on our grants program here, and I won't ask any questions on it. I'll do that offline. But again, thank you all for your efforts throughout the year, and just please take care over the Christmas period. Mr. General Manager, do you have anything you wanted to add?
I was just going to say one thing for Councillor's information. I'll just be on leave for the first 2 weeks of January and then again the second week of February. And in terms of an acting General Manager, we normally like to give both directors the opportunity from a professional development point of view. So at this stage, the intention is that Austin will be acting General Manager while I'm away in early January, and Craig will have that role when I'm away for that week in February.
Thank you, Mr. General Manager. Mr. Director? Nothing? Mr. Director?
Oh, I did have something, Mr. GM, or was it?
Well, you can think about it over tea, perhaps. Yeah, we can come back to it after general, after the questions. All right. Can I have someone move us into closed session? Thank you. Councillor Marsden, Councillor Matthews, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Whilst in closed session, Council dealt with three items in relation to item 8. Council resolved to endorse the recommendation of the Australia Day Awards Committee regarding the 2023 Australia Day Awards, and that a review of the award criteria and nomination form be undertaken prior to the 2024 nominations being called. In relation to item 9, opportunity to purchase commercial property, the council resolved to accept the vendor's offer to purchase the property situated at 97 Green Street, Lockhart. And finally, in relation to item 10, the Rock Medical Centre lease renewal, the council resolved that to negotiate a monthly rental at an amount of up to $1,500 per month.
Thank you. Further comments, questions? If not, I'll put it. Well done. I'll declare the meeting closed at 6:30. Thank you all for your diligence. Thank you, Sarah.